It's not a time where we're going to feel sorry for ourselves. We'll find our way through this. It's going to make it all the much more sweeter when we get to where we want to go.
Martinez back on the track. Near the wall. She's gone. It's a grand slam. Giancarlo. Nosy Blows Scopolo. He hits a home run on line drive in the right field seats. A grand slam.
Now takes a 6-4 lead. Kepler lines that in the air to left center. Hicks on the run, dives, and he made the catch! He made the play! Oh my goodness, what a catch from Aaron Hicks to end it!
In that sense, both looking forward to making a deep run into postseason and ultimately bringing home the title back to New York.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Yankee Center podcast. And we are here just before opening day, last spring training game, watching right now, actually. And it has been a wild couple of days of emotions, ranging from an actual injury to a theorized injury to many other things. Tom, Eddie, how are you two doing?
I want this all to stop. Can we just play real baseball games and not have to worry about spring training injuries? Spring training injuries are the most annoying injuries because the games don't count, so you're just losing these players because they're trying to get some work in, and they fuck something up, so now they're hurt. And let's just not. Okay, let's not.
This might be a controversial opinion, but I'm actually assuming that there's no other major injury today. I'm somewhat content with what we had this spring injury-wise. Like, it could have been a lot worse when looking at previous...
Well, comparing to the years where we broke the record for most injuries...
Exactly what I'm saying.
This is a cakewalk.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had a few, but they aren't, like, earth-shattering in the sense of, you know, like, aside from Britain, at least, 1-2 month injuries mostly, and not to too many different guys that we necessarily care about, with the exception of course, Voit. So I'm feeling pretty decent right now. Eddie, how are you feeling?
We're in the middle of like a little crisis going on.
Yeah.
There's a big mystery. I don't know when people will be listening to this. Hopefully by then we'll have an answer to the crisis that we're going through right now. But we don't know what's going on. Yeah, there's a little bit of confusion right now. Boone was scheduled to talk. He's not talking. Cashman was scheduled to talk. Now that's delayed. People are worried about a Judge injury, but I think we're in the clear with that because he did batting practice unless something
Stanton
went...
just hit a bomb.
Nice.
The wall. Off the wall.
I thought
that was going
out. He thought he got it. Thought he got it.
He pimped it.
Hey, at least we got the run in on like Aaron Hicks. Fucking little Taffer back to the mound. You kidding me?
Anyway. Cut.
Stanton's
in
like I was saying about
important.
Judge. Yeah, Stanton's looking good. He's healthy, playing.
Thank
Although,
God.
Just bubble wrap everyone at this point. We have 8 more innings left after this one, so get us to the season.
Yes.
And hopefully we don't get some horrible news, which I'm a little worried about, but please, Cashman, just end the speculation soon. Address us. Calm us down. We're waiting on you, Brian.
I'm not expecting anything too big at this point. I could be wrong. That I'm just thinking it's not going to be anything major. My guess is maybe just a weird roster move or something. Nothing big, but I guess we'll see. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I don't think it's an injury, especially definitely not the Judge. I'm no longer. Originally, that was my thought process. I no longer think Judge is hurt because he took BP, and Meredith Marakovic said that he was fine. So I'm not really worried about him. But I'm interested, though. You know, Tom was speculating earlier that he thinks maybe Wade didn't make the roster, although I think he did, but we'll see.
Is he in the lineup today?
No, he's not.
Oh!
Well, that doesn't mean much. I mean, this is the whole starting lineup. This is literally the starting lineup behind Judge.
He's gone. See ya, Tyler. And then Aaron Judge and Tyler Wade are good friends.
I think this is more hoping on Tom's behalf than actual reality.
Tyler Wade's making the roster, let's be honest.
Well, he's gone. Bye, Tyler. See you later.
In all seriousness, if he didn't make the roster, What other infielder is there? Tyro Estrada?
I do not want Tyro Estrada. That's I really don't want either of them.
It's going to be Wade unless they bring in an infielder. Then maybe, but otherwise, no shot.
The Yankees have acquired a really good player instead of a bad player. Sources confirm.
Sources,
yes. Hi, Mike. How you doing? let's not with the injuries. Let's, like, my guess would be that since we've heard that he took batting practice, that he's fine. He probably just didn't want to risk it today. Why try anything? Why just get your reps in, get your swings in, be ready for Thursday?
Yeah.
But it's ominous. It's been ominous. Or is it ominous or omnimous?
Wait, say it again.
Ominous or omnimous?
I say ominous.
Ominous. Let's say ominous. We're going to go with ominous. It's just ominous when, like, Boone cancels his presser and then Cashman's scheduled to speak, and then that's the day in which Aaron Judge isn't in the lineup for 3 days in a row. So it's like, can we not? Can we, like, not have injuries for today? And then, like, maybe during the season, maybe have a little injury. But, like, when the games actually count, all right?
Yeah.
Because, like, this sucks.
No, of course. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am pretty bummed about Void, of course. That's a guy I was really looking forward to watching to start the season. And, I mean, you know, obviously he led MLB in home runs last year. So that's a very big bet that you're losing. Luckily, you know, it really makes the Jay Bruce acquisition big. I mean, I always say this. Every time you get a player and you say, I don't know if there's going to be room for them, something always happens for them to find a spot somehow. Like, I've noticed that every year with the Yankees. Every time we say that, it always happens, whether it's an injury or something else. They find a way onto the team, and that was the case of Jay Bruce, because if it wasn't for that injury, he probably
It always works out.
Yeah, he wasn't going to make the team. So that's pretty
interesting. That's baseball, Susan.
Yeah, that's baseball, Susan. And you know what? I am actually happy to watch Jay Bruce because I like him a lot. I think he's a good guy. And he's in really good shape. You can see it. He's in better shape than he's probably been in years right now. So I think
best
he's gonna
shape
have a
of his life.
Best shape of his life. And for once, I actually mean it. So I think that he's gonna be in at least a doable replacement until Voit comes back.
Eddie.
Yeah, at one point I was leaning towards Bruce making the roster without a Voit injury, but then, you know, I feel like he had a good couple games at the beginning of spring, and it kind of, like, biased my opinion, but then by the end I was like, you know, I'm not feeling that he should make it, and then this Voit injury news comes out, and congratulations, Bruce, you're on the roster, so you know what? We just got to hope that he provides us. I mean, we don't need him to be Luke Voit, but just don't be horrible.
Yeah, don't suck.
Eight other guys that can hit. Actually, seven. Not really sold on Gary Sanchez, but seven other guys. I'm very confident in the lineup. So just don't be horrific, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at, too. I mean, I feel good about this team overall right now. I'm interested to see how because we've been talking about how the bullpen is going to shake out. And, you know, it seems like Nelson's definitely going to make the team. I mean, the Yankees, we know they love him. We've talked about this. The scouts continue to rave about him. And I'm very excited to watch him this year. He's probably at the top of my anticipated list for the bullpen just because the intrigue is there. And he can legitimately be like a late inning reliever just based on his talent. So if he takes that next step, that would be huge for the Yankees in the absence of Zach Britton. And then when Britton comes back, I mean, if he's dealing, I mean, you're going to have quite a bullpen at that point, because the Yankees bullpen is pretty deep. And even guys like Justin Wilson, who, you know, he had his little injury to his shoulder, but it looks like he's going to be back fairly soon because he was itching to throw just days after his injury. So seemingly it's not that serious, luckily, because we can't deal with another injury right now, please.
Yes, let's have more good pitchers. I'm in favor. Let's do that.
Yeah, you're in favor of more good pitchers.
I'm in favor of us having pitching that can pitch good baseball.
Honestly, I don't think I've seen anything about this. Maybe I've missed it. Is Lucas Leakey making the roster?
I hope so.
We don't know yet.
Okay. I would say, last thing I heard, he was in the mix for the last spot along with a couple other guys. I think, I had to guess he will get a spot, but I honestly don't know. I hope he does, just because he's earned it. Like, and I think that, you know, we always
is he on the 40, man?
Yes. Like, you know, I don't know. He might be, but I'm not totally sure. But
because
you know
that might be what this hubbub is about. Maybe they're trying to find a way to add him on here.
You never know, because we always talk about how the Rays find these guys out of nowhere that are in their 30s and their spin rates just suddenly go up out of nowhere. You know, Lucky could be that guy for us. So if the Yankees are smart, they will actually give him a chance because, again, we will take all the good pitchers we can get, and we can end up – we have the talent to have the deepest bullpen in baseball. I don't even think that's a question. Like, we have the talent. It's just a matter of all of that coming together properly. So, you know, time will tell on that.
Yeah. I mean, I said it before about Lucas Leakey. If he was on the Rays, I mean, you'd have Yankee fans going crazy. Damn, how did they find this guy again? They're insane, you know. So, I mean, I'm excited about him, but – just because he's not on the Rays, you know what? Maybe the Yankees can find some pitching talent, too. I know it's not been our greatest talent. And when we do find good pitchers, we do have to pay them $324 million. But you know what? I have faith. Let's go Lucas Leakey.
I agree. His curveball is pretty nasty. Let's be honest. Are you guys still here, by the way?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Someone just got plunked, by the way.
Oh, nice. Yes, but his curveball is nasty, specifically. And, yeah, just having an extra lefty in there is always nice as well. Obviously, you wish his fastball was had more velocity to it, but, like, with his spin rates, I think he'll be a good reliever. I don't know if he'll ever be, like, a closer type, but I think he could be a really solid middle innings reliever.
You know, he could be better. Who knows?
Get him some steroids, get that velocity pumping, let's go.
At the very least, he has the spin rates to be an elite reliever. Like, that's not even me bullshitting. Like, he has the stuff at the very least right now. So, you know, he's not like your prototypical reliever for sure based on the velocity. I mean, it's very low. It's not what you expect to see. But, you know, guys can find a way to get around that. We've seen it before, and look at guys like Darren O'Day, man. He's still pitching in the big leagues, and this guy barely hits 90, so you never know. You just never know relievers.
Yeah. You know, adding Leakey is always is a good idea. And then I think you guys mentioned it earlier. I might have not heard you, but did you mention Nick Nelson?
Yes, we did talk about Nick Nelson.
Oh, my God. Nick Nelson has been throwing these changeups off of his fastball. That have been making hitters look foolish. Just absolutely foolish.
Nick Nelson, I think he's going to have a big year. Like, if I had to pick one guy that hasn't technically broken out yet, it would be him. I mean, just all the numbers supported. He has the stuff very clearly. And, I mean, even last year when he pitched, though, although he wasn't spectacular, I mean, he had some good outings there. I mean, you can tell that there was real potential there. And I'm excited to see what he does, man. I think that the Yankees bullpen is not really something to be concerned about, assuming that Justin Wilson is actually okay. Yeah, as long as Justin Wilson's okay, I'm not worried. Because if he actually got hurt and he missed significant time, then I'd be a little worried because you're kind of back down to what you were at last year in terms of proven relievers. But you know, just that one extra makes a difference. And then of course, when Britton eventually comes back, then you're back to full strength and you can tout that elite bullpen that could hopefully back up that rotation, because we got to see what this rotation is going to do still, man. That's the biggest question mark, although I'm fairly optimistic with it. Probably more optimistic than the average Yankees fan, honestly. But I have my reasons, though. I do have my reasons.
Yes. Is Michael King going to make it?
I'm going to say he could. I wouldn't be shocked, personally.
That's a bomb.
Yeah, that was a bomb. I think they want to stretch him out, probably, if I had to give it a guess right now. because they're going to need a lot of spot starters in the first month.
Especially with Clark hurt as well.
Yeah, like they're going to need that depth to call up when they need starts. So I don't think they're going to put him in the bullpen. But I could be wrong. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed. I mean, based on the stuff we saw from him this spring, I mean, at the very least, that's a guy that can be a very good reliever. Like, he's throwing 96, 97 now, which is such a huge jump from what we saw last year.
Yeah, he's a reliever. You can tell. He's gonna be a reliever. I think
a damn good one, maybe.
Yeah. I think Nelson and King have like kind of like this Chad Green kind of quality to them. Where it's like you can tell that they probably aren't starters, but you put them in the bullpen and they're just nasty.
Yeah.
Loaizaga too. Loaizaga isn't a starter either.
Oh, of course not.
No, mostly because of injuries.
Yeah. Him more so than anybody. He's not a starter. But overall, I think that this Yankees team is really going to have a great year, man. I mean, people are talking about, oh, you know, the bats have kind of been falling asleep this last week and a half. I'm like, I don't care. It's spring training. When we get to the regular season, I'm going to care.
I'm superstitious. So them sucking
is good
during the last week is great for when the games actually start, like the first few weeks. Right. It's like, it's reverse psychology. Hey, you suck now, but when the games actually start, your suckiness is gone. And now it's just time to fucking rake.
I'm up.
Like, you also have to think about, I think DJ LeMahieu even said it this week. Like, he's like, the spring games, you know, they're just a little too long. Like, the players are probably a little tired this spring. It's a different feeling when they get to Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And the games actually count, you know. Like, spring training, even for the fans, I'm sure it's the same for the players, you know. Like, I lose a little bit of interest in the games because you're so close to the real thing. You're like, just give me real baseball at this point. So, I'm not worried at all, you know. They're just, I'm sure, going through the motions to end spring. But once it's April 1st and however many fans will be cheering at Yankee Stadium,
it's April 1st, and we're the fools for thinking we were going to get into the season healthy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most teams face it. I mean, most teams face injuries. I mean, I hate when people bitch and moan because there's a couple injuries. Like, I know it's not ideal, of course, but, I mean, teams are going to face injuries in spring. Most do. Most teams don't go through spring training without a single damn injury. So when one guy gets hurt and I see Twitter explode saying, same old Yankees, I want to fucking slap these people. Like, it's just annoying as hell. Like, give it time. Like, if we're like 2 months from now and we don't suffer any more injuries except maybe a couple minor ones, you're still going to bitch and moan? That's a big improvement over last year. And you got to keep in mind, you got to look at the type of injuries that are happening too. Like, look at Tauchman. He hit a foul ball off his ankle. What, you're going to say that?
Okay, by the way, is he playing?
No update on him yet, but...
Oh, man,
You're going to tell me that this is because he wasn't working out properly? No, he hit a foul ball off his fucking ankle. Like,
I personally want everyone to play 162 games, by the way.
Me too, I would love
it. That's baseball season.
I would love it.
35 starts, too. Everyone needs to.
Of course.
There are only three players on this team who I can't have getting hurt under any circumstance. Can't have you getting hurt.
Okay.
An argument can be made for four. Okay? Judge, Cole, Stan, and Glaber. Those four can't have it.
Yep.
Sorry.
And I could include DJ, too.
Would suck. Oh, DJ as well. Yeah. Don't get hurt either.
Yeah, so you like, need okay.
Like, I don't even think of injuries reliable, when it comes to DJ. He's like a freaking machine.
He had that thumb last year, right?
And he still played 50 games.
Yeah, that wasn't really. He didn't miss too much time with that.
He only missed 10 games last year. So
those injuries don't piss me off that much. I mean, I'm still upset to lose him.
The short-term little banged-up injuries don't mean anything. But, exactly. Like, we can't have people, like, needing surgery and shit, breaking shit. Don't do that, okay? If you want to pull a hammy or something, go for it. But if you want to tear your knee up, don't do that.
Yeah, and like just looking at like these injuries in particular, though, again, outside of Voit, and even that, like that's not like something that you can say it's because of like his body being too tight or him being too big or anything. Like that's a knee injury is very different than like the injuries we've seen from Judge or Stan. Like that's very different. So I don't see any issues as of now where I say something still needs to change. The Yankees clearly aren't making the necessary changes to their workout regimens in the offseason. No, I think they've made clear changes. Eric Cressy has made that clear. The Yankees have made it clear. And even just looking at some of these players, like, you can just physically, they look better. They look a little thinner, but they also still got that muscle. Like, they're all in great shape, man. I'm not really gonna buy into that stupid fucking narrative of the same shit every year. We're gonna keep getting hurt, doom and gloom. Let's all cry on the bed. No, I'm not down with that.
Yeah, I think injury-wise, we're in a good place compared to the rest of the league. Sure, the Britton injury and the Void injury, they suck. You're usually due for one or two key injuries in spring training. Like you said, it's something you have to deal with, and I'm glad that the injuries are happening early in the season as opposed to late, so now they can actually get back and actually play and get a rhythm going, because, like, I hated when, like, remember in 2019 when Encarnacion and Gary came back and they had no rehab whatsoever because they came back in September. That was horrible. And I was like, and you could tell that they were rusty. It was like, oh,
Edwin,
man,
was so bad against the Astros.
And I felt bad because Edwin actually, like, I had faith in him. I did, like, throughout his tenure here, but that kind of just killed
it. I can't even, like, be mad at him.
No,
like,
I can't either.
I mean, I was a little upset in the moment when
in the moment, of course,
six-game series, and I really wanted to win, but he did get put in a pretty shitty spot. Like, that was
that's baseball season.
Damn it! I had a thought, I lost it.
Clint walks, baby. Clint walks.
Clint.
Now we're getting Gary. Now we're getting the Gary at that.
Yeah, Gary. That reminds me. We are re-signing Robert Chirino, seemingly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Robinson Chirino.
Robinson Chirino. Yes. Sorry. Robinson.
Don't get that wrong. He's too important to forget.
Don't get it. Of course. Twisted. That's our third catcher.
Yep. Hey, who knows? Takes one injury and he'll be our second.
Yes. Higgy, stay healthy. Gary, stay healthy and actually hit the baseball. Thank you.
Bang. Yep.
That'd be nice.
He hit the baseball.
Did he? Oh, he hit the
ball.
Oh, no.
Double play.
Oh, no.
I mean, he hit it.
Montana, so, can we agree that Gary sucks?
No. Gary, we should talk about this. We have to talk about this because we had this conversation yesterday. We agreed to give Gary until, what was it, May 1st?
Yeah,
like, you can't be bad by May 1st.
Yeah.
Like, you have to show that you're at least an adequate Major League Baseball player, because he wasn't that last year. Hit over 200, please. Hit some dingers, and you'll get a longer leash. But if you're hitting under 200, and you're not the greatest defensive catcher, he'll never be the greatest defensive catcher. But the thing that makes him awesome, when he's right, is the bat. So, hit the ball. Thank you.
Honest question. Do you think he's going to have a good year?
I'm superstitious, so the bad spring actually makes me say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, too. I'm sorry.
Fine, I'll be on the Gary
train. No. Take the Gary train, but I just...
Fine, you can ride it. I took the Clint train, and it got me a starting left field job. And a
good job.
5 OPS.
How many other trains did you miss?
I've missed one train in my life before at Yankee Stadium after a game. Well, it was actually, what happened was the game got rained out and they said, go to track. I believe it was either track A or track one. I forgot if they were lettered or numbered. Okay, so we go to track A, track one, get in the train, right? Turns out it wasn't our train. We went to Grand Central Station, which was very nice, very clean, very clean. Didn't get a pretzel though. Very disappointed in that. Ooh, but then caught on. We caught on in another train. So I have missed one train in my life.
Yes, you have missed a train.
Okay. This will be number two.
This will be number two.
I disagree. I was on the Aaron Judge train. too.
I was too. I was
on the Aaron Judge train.
I was on the Luis Severino as a starter train after his bad 2016. I was like, nope.
Even I was.
Up on him yet?
I mean, Luis Severino was included in a couple of trade proposals. Probably for Chris Sale, though, but that was about it. And I don't think that was terribly unreasonable at the time.
What did they want? They wanted like Glaver and Sevy.
I think they wanted.
They definitely wanted.
It was unreasonable.
I remember Glaver was definitely in there, but that was quite a day. So let's get into this here, my friends, my fine fickle friends. Glaber's looking good defensively. How are you feeling about that and offensively?
Ooh, you know what? I said this yesterday and I stand by it. The fact that nobody's been talking about it tells you that he's been good.
Made a nice play yesterday.
And that's the truth, because like if he was doing bad, we all know New York media would tear him to shreds. They already were prior to the start of spring training, saying this guy came in out of shape last year. What's he going to do this year? Oh, this ain't going to be good. But you know what? He's been at least average all spring. He has not been a liability at all to this point. And like you said, even the offense, man, he's looked very good at the plate. So I'm expecting a typical Gleyber Torres year. I mean, it's exciting as hell.
Oh, I'm gonna have some predictions coming up soon, by the way. And I think in my head he's gonna have a career year. I think he may crack 40 this year.
Ooh, I like that.
So very excited about that. This is like we must remember that this is our season preview. So I do want to take a moment to go around the league a little bit and see. Well, first of all, let's start in the AL East because we've got two teams who are going to be pretty good competition against the Yankees for the AL East crown. I think, well, obviously the Rays got a little worse because they lost Morton and they lost, who else? They lost Snell. They traded him away like a bunch of dumbasses. So I was thinking, you know, who are you more afraid of, Toronto or Tampa?
I'm going to have to say Tampa. I think that Toronto has the better lineup, obviously, but their pitching is – they have so many injuries right now. The pitching is not scary at all. And Tampa, they always find a way, man. They always find a way. Uh-huh. So I think that they're going to have a couple guys that come out of nowhere. They have Randy Arozarena for a full year now. They have the number one prospect in all of baseball in the form of Wander Franco. I mean, this is a team that we should not totally count out because it just takes a few of these pieces hitting for them to suddenly become a contender with us. So watch out for the Rays.
Yeah. Eddie?
Like, I want to say Toronto because, like, I just want to, but I just feel as Luke said, the Rays are just, I don't know. I can't give you a good logic behind it.
Oh, I'll
you know, there's
you
just
going
to be some guys that are going to come out and be great, and then the Rays are going to be a pain for the whole season.
Not
division winners like last year, which still pissed me off. They won the division, but they were good, unfortunately. They lost guys, but they will be replaced. It's just the Tampa Bay way. They'll be stingy, but the Yankees have this division this year. I'm very confident in that. But the Rays will definitely be stingy pain. Toronto probably will hover around 78 to 82 wins, if I had to guess.
Ooh, a little low, buddy, a little low.
Yeah, I don't know how far I could go with, like, that pitching. I mean, Ryu is solid, even though the Yankees do own him.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Blue Jays have a lot, to me at least, they have more question marks because the Rays, even in their rotation, despite losing Snell and Charlie Morton, they still have enough there where they can be good. Mm. And they always, and I mean, look what they did in the past. They were able to get by with just three real starters and then they would bullpen the rest of it. I mean, you're telling me they can't do that again? They easily can if the right pieces hit on this team. So, and again, speaking of hitting their lineup, it could easily take a big step forward this year. Very easily, because they have a lot of good players coming up. And like we said, we're going to find out the truth about Randy Arozarena. And if he's even half of what we saw in the playoffs, that's a huge addition to the Rays lineup over the course of a full season. Because their lineup never scared me in the past, but just a lot of pesky guys, and they know how to mix and match really well.
You know, they got like, the Joey Wendells and shit that, that like really piss me off. Like, but they also have like Mike Zunino playing catcher, and he's like, he hits under 200 every year. He's basically Gary Sanchez, but better defensive numbers, right? But like, it's just ridiculous. Like, they always find a way, and then in that Tropicana Field ballpark, it's just like, that's why I'm scared, because that freaking ballpark is like a house of horrors for us. And also, our batters just don't match up well against their pitchers. They just never do. The pitching always beats the swing and miss power guys, it seems. But you know, I agree. Tampa Bay is more scary. I know that the MLB pundits like to prop up the Blue Jays, and for good reason. They're a very talented lineup. This isn't a knock on them at all. It's just, it feels like Tampa, you know, plays to our weaknesses better than Toronto does. We can out hit a team with good offense and bad pitching. We can't beat a team with good offense and great pitching, it feels like. So that's my thought process. Tampa scares me, not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, they can definitely compete with us this year, man. They're the only team in the AL that I'm looking at and I'm going, they could make a run at us. The rest of them don't really scare me at all, but the Rays, after what we saw last year and knowing what
Chicago doesn't scare you?
They don't scare me. They're more of a team. Yeah. I would say keep an eye on them because they can take that next step forward. And objectively speaking, they're better than the Rays right now. The Rays just kind of give me that eerie vibe, dude. They're like that horror movie that they kind of keep you on the edge of your seat, but there's not really any jump scares. It's kind of like that.
What about Minnesota?
They're Minnesota. I mean, until they actually win the playoffs, I don't give two shits about what they do. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
What about Houston?
Houston has a good team, of course, but they don't got Verlander this year. Greinke's only getting older, and let's keep it real. They got a great lineup, but they did lose George Springer.
Only getting older?
Yes, but in sports, it's quite different.
Yes.
Greinke never really scared me either, to be honest.
Yeah, like Houston right now, they're not scaring me.
He's crafty.
Only the Rays are scaring me a bit right now. So
Houston's best days are behind them, personally.
I agree. I mean, they have some great prospects. So if a few of those pitchers pan out, then maybe they can go back to what they were. But right now, at least, they're not that same powerhouse. They're just not. So.
I think Verlander right now, is probably done
for the most part. I mean, we are the clear favorites in the AL as of now. In baseball, I'd still have to give the edge to the Dodgers and the Padres. But with that said, if things pan out correctly, that can change very easily. Baseball is a wild sport, and you just never know what's going to happen, man. So our predictions honestly mean dog shit.
Predictions mean diddly dick.
In baseball, they mean nothing.
They're just fun to do.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
This is the least predictable sport out there.
Yeah. Can't predict baseball, Susan.
You really can't.
Would anyone have guessed like Gary Sanchez would hit 147 last year? No. Or like
No.
That sucks. Yep, no. But yes. Like you're saying, Dodgers, in my opinion, they're winning the West with the Padres getting the wild card, right? In the Central, I'm going to pick the Cardinals to win their division, but I don't see anyone else coming out of the Central in the playoffs. And then I think that the last spots for the playoffs in the NL are coming from the East. I think the Mets, Braves, Phillies are all going to be battling. And I wouldn't count out Washington either.
I wouldn't count them out. They made some interesting moves. I'll give them that. They added a lot of major league guys to their lineup who can be good, but it's more of you're kind of banking on them to bounce back. It's kind of like the Yankees rotation. You're banking on guys to bounce back from either a down year or an injury. And if they do that in that Washington lineup with their rotation, yeah, they can totally compete. Imagine if Josh Bell has a repeat of his 2019. That would be a huge addition to that Nationals lineup.
Eddie?
Yeah, in terms of the National League, I mean, I don't, as you said, the Phillies, I'm not a huge, I don't know, I just don't have a ton of faith in them.
Ronald Torres made the team.
Well, maybe that changes things a little bit. Now they might be bumped up to National League favorites or toe.
But, oh, yeah.
No, but for real, in that division, I think it's going to be a Mets-Braves fight. But I do think, yeah, the two wildcard teams will be the probably the Padres. I don't think they can beat the Dodgers to the division.
And yeah.
The Mets or Braves. By the way, can we talk about no expanded playoffs? You guys do not know how happy that makes me.
That's right. We're not getting expanded playoffs. The thing that pisses me off is we're also not getting the DH.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me too much, but
it bothers me. It bothers me. You want to know why?
Why do you give a shit?
I'm going to tell you why it bothers me. Okay, so watch this. Watch this. Yankees make the World Series. They're playing the Dodgers, right? Clayton Kershaw on the mound, right? Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yankees outfield: Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks. Left field: Giancarlo Stanton. Who gets the shaft in that scenario?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunate. Do you see why I'm mad now?
Yeah, it's annoying.
That's unfortunate.
Stanton would have to play outfield in a World Series.
I'll tell you what's gonna happen. Here's what's gonna happen. Game 6, Yankees coming back home because we got home field advantage on those bitches. All right. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Yankees down by one. DJ LeMahieu. No, someone's on first base. I don't give a shit who. Maybe Gary gets a walk or some shit. Clint hits a bomb. We win the World Series.
You're quite a dreamer.
Take that, National League Baseball. National League Baseball sucks. Are you kidding me? You're telling me you would rather watch a pitcher hit than Clint?
You're never going to see you need to watch Big Sexy.
This is a
Big Sexy type.
He retired. Well, he didn't retire, but he's pretty much
Bartolo
done.
Will never retire.
No, that dude's just going to – that guy's going to pitch in, like, a beer league one of these years.
He already is.
Oh, my God. Every freaking – like, Bartolo Colon's life story is quite interesting. You know – obviously, he used to throw like 97 miles an hour. He used to be like a flamethrower. He was a beast. He won a Cy Young, you know. He was a very talented pitcher. Then he gets like really, really, really fat. And like he learns like this nasty two-seamer and gets to pitch another like decade. It's just ridiculous, man. Like, and like now he just like decided to just never retire. I don't think he likes his family that much. But then again, you realize that he's got like 3 different families, so you have to decide which one. So I don't know.
Dang, that got sad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't sad for him. He was the one that having some side chicks. So
yeah,
use protection, folks.
Use protection, kids.
Wow, okay, that was an awkward story when it came out. I'm sorry. Yeah, remember that? I had to bring it up.
Yeah, his first load after that too, he pitched horrible. Had some other things on his mind. I remember watching it and he just wasn't good. Yeah. He wasn't even that bad with the Mets. He had a couple solid.
It was a very solid.
Oh, he was a great back end starter for the Mets.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember Gary Cohn called his home run one of the greatest moments in baseball history?
I mean, it kind of was.
Yes, that was just chef's kiss. That home run needed an over the top call.
Oh yeah,
and,
of course.
And Gary Cohn delivered it. They're great. But yes, I'm gonna try to get this podcast back on track. I'm sorry for my Clint Bartolo Colon National League Baseball rant. Nobody wants to see a pitcher hit. Thank you. I'm going to ask you guys. First, we're going to start in the NL here. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna gun to your head right now. Okay.
All right. Gun is to my head.
Gun to your head. We're gonna start in the East. NL East. Who's winning the NL East? Gun to your head.
Mets.
Eddie.
I'll say Mets too.
Oh wow, wow. I'm just gonna try to be different from you guys. So I'm gonna pick the Braves. Okay.
Yeah. But is that pretty close to a toss up for me?
Your heart tells you.
No, it's not. I think the Mets are gonna win it. But
damn it,
no,
Tom,
actually,
keep it
actually,
honest.
Actually, no. I actually think the Braves are gonna win. I'll tell you why. I don't think the Mets have this. I don't think the Mets have the starting pitching right now. I like the Braves.
I forgot.
Pitching.
Wait, who's hurt?
Carrasco's out till Memorial Day.
Syndergaard is also hurt as well.
That's unfortunate.
Because he's coming back from Tommy John. So
yeah, that's quite unfortunate.
I love the lineup. They're my second wild card pick behind the Padres. I think it's going to be Braves, Padres, and the wild card.
Yes, so, I would agree with that.
And Braves winning the division. So Central, my friends, this is a pretty crappy division.
Gun to my head.
But gun to your head, go for it.
Cardinals.
Yep. Eddie?
I'll say Cardinals too. I want to say the Cubs, but.
The Cubs are such a mess right now.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to go with the fun.
It feels like they're one of those teams stuck in the middle.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
They haven't traded Bryant yet.
It's crazy.
Rizzo, they just announced that they weren't able to get a Rizzo extension done, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, Javi Baez had a bad year, but that doesn't really matter. And Javi Baez is going to be a free agent as well. So you're going to get Chris Bryant a free agent, Javi Baez a free agent, and Anthony Rizzo a free agent.
Yeah, next year they're going to suck.
And, like, their owner hasn't shown any inclination to spend money. So I think I think one of those players will stay, but I think two may leave.
Wouldn't even be shocked. If I had to guess right now, Rizzo stays, Bryant and Baez both leave.
Ooh. Yeah, I agree. Rizzo gives me like a Cubs guy.
That's a really tough pill to swallow for the Cubs fans. I mean,
I know, but like Bryant seems so fed up with this team, and I think that there are going to be teams out there
Are you even aware of how rich the Ricketts family is?
Oh, I know. It's freaking nuts.
They like own like major banks, if I remember correctly.
No, it's crazy how cheap the Cubs are being with them, but I just don't see them outbidding some other teams for Baez. And I think in the case of Bryant, like I said, he's just fed up with this team right now and the bullshit they've been pulling these last few years. So I don't think he's going to stay. And again, even with him, other teams I think will offer him more than the Cubs will. So
especially if he has a nice year.
Yeah, in the case of Rizzo, I think that his market will be decent, but much more limited than those two.
He's a little older.
Yeah, that too. So I think he might fall into their laps a little bit, and he's going to sign a short-term deal anyway, so it might be kind of right in the alley of the Cubs, and they might do it just so they can please
while
keeping a competitive player on their team. So
you know,
that's just my gut.
I have an interesting segue. Since we're talking about number two overall pick, Chris Bryant. Number one overall pick in that draft, Mark Appel, is making
a
comeback.
He's looking good. It's pretty exciting.
That's always been one of those stories that's like pretty crazy. The number one overall pick didn't even make the majors. Yeah. You know, injuries, and he said like his mental health wasn't great as well. I haven't read the full story yet because I do not have an Athletic subscription. If anyone wants to give me one, that'd be great. Thank you. I am broke, so whatever. But, he's coming back with the Phillies. If you don't remember, he got traded to the Phillies for, I believe, Ken Giles. Do you remember that?
I think that is correct, yeah.
Yes. You know, I believe Hunter Pence was traded for Ken Giles as well. It was like, there's like this lineage of trades that all led up to one another. But, yes, Mark Appel coming back with the Philadelphia Phillies. And he's hitting 95, apparently, on the gun. Good luck, Mark. Just wanted to bring that up. Back to our predictions. Cubs, they're going to be like 500. Okay, now the West is a two-team race, if there's ever been a two-team race.
It's an easy. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, I'm picking the Rockies.
Oh.
Jeff Bridges. Yeah. Yeah. I have faith in the Padres are good, but I can't see them winning the division.
I mean, it's just, LA is, I'm going to be honest, I don't even, although I'm hoping for the best, of course, and I think we can compete as, you know, with the Yankees, they are clearly a better team than the Yankees at any other team.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. It's pretty clear cut as of now. Their lineup's crazy. Yeah. Their rotation is unfair. Like, it should be illegal, honestly. I'm going to be honest. I don't think baseball should have blocked the signing of Bauer to the Dodgers because it's just getting ridiculous.
That's a no.
It's getting ridiculous.
That's a no. The Dodgers are winning this division. I'm sorry. I have to pick the Dodgers.
We all
are. Eddie picked the Dodgers, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I cut off Eddie there. I just wanna say I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It was a very short Dodgers answer. I didn't really need an explanation for that.
It wasn't. You can't. It's just all about like the depth for me. Like their depth just beats the Padres' depth ever so slightly. I think just all around, I think they're just a little bit better all around. Oh, but like I'm not like ruling out a Padres division win.
Oh yeah.
Either like anything can happen. No, in baseball.
Possible.
It's not. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, whoa, the Padres won the division. They're a very talented team. It wouldn't be anything. No.
You got crazy. Like Cronenworth at second, Tatis at short. You know, Machado third. Austin Nola playing catcher, who is kind of like an analytics darling. Hits the ball really hard.
Yes, he is.
And Trent Grisham is an underrated center fielder. He's a beast. And then you got Tommy Pham, Will Myers playing right field. And they signed, I believe, I forgot the guy's name. They signed a Korean baseball player. I forgot his name, but he's supposed to be really good as well from the KBO.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I'm forgetting his name, but...
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about, too. I can't remember, though.
And then that starting pitching is pretty nuts. You got what? You got Snell, Darvish, Lamet, Paddock, and then they acquired Musgrove from the Pirates.
Yep.
And then, unfortunately, Mike Clevinger has had Tommy John, or else this would have been a rotation for the ages, you know? Yeah. But next year they're going to be pretty nasty because all of these guys are under control. Mm-hmm. And also they got Mackenzie Gore, the best pitching prospect in baseball. So that helps.
It's pretty big. Pretty big.
Like, what the hell did the Padres do? AJ Preller, you madman. I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited to see those two teams show off. If only the MLB had some sort of way to promote these players. Oh, my God. Because, you know, Bauer is about to start some shit with the Padres. Like, at some point, the Padres and Bauer are going to get chippy because Trevor Bauer always attracts. He creates his own shit, you know?
He's a troublemaker.
He's just a troublemaker. He's even gotten a little tiffy with Scott Service, the manager of the Mariners. It's just like, dude, shut up and pitch. Please, can you just shut up and pitch? And he just never does it. I'm not gonna go on a Trevor Bauer rant. We've wasted enough energy. Oh my God. Okay, we've wasted enough energy on Trevor Bauer. But now I'm gonna stay in the West for the AL West, my friends. This is actually a really interesting division because you've got the Athletics and the Astros, and I believe the A's won the division in 2020, but we all know the talent that the Astros had. Pretty much everyone on the Astros had like a down year. So like if everyone has a good year or like up to their standards, I think that the Astros are going to give them a much better fight. But I just don't think the Athletics have the pitching right now. So I'm going to pick the Astros
I'm going to go A's. I'm going to go A's.
Eddie? Say the Angels and I'll hit you.
I'll say the Astros with a low win total.
I think that's a kind of a dying division a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Because like you got obviously Cole left, Springer left. You know, Altuve had a bad year, right? And like he's entering his 30s now, and he's kind of a smaller guy. You saw what happened to Pedroia as he got older. And then you got you know, Correa's in his walk year. Bregman's still great. But, you know, they're definitely, like, Greinke's a year older. Verlander had Tommy John. So they are kind of on the way down a little bit. Like, they're still a good team. It's just they're not that powerhouse that you, like, shit your pants every time you had to play them anymore. And, like, the Athletics, like I said, they don't have the pitching. And the Angels, like I said, they don't have the pitching. The Angels make me so mad. They infuriate me.
We talked about this last episode,
yes,
too.
Yes, we did. It just, every time it gets mentioned, I just, my blood starts to boil. So you're telling me, let me say this. You're telling me you have, like, the greatest player of this generation. And you can't even win 85 games? Like,
I'm honestly more mad at Trout almost right now.
Why did you sign that deal, man? Should have been in Philly playing with Harper.
He should have been here.
Oh, man, that would have been so fucking dope. Jason Dominguez on the left, Mike Trout in center, Aaron Judge in right.
Don't do that to me.
Oh, nice play by that shortstop. Nice.
That was a nice play.
Very nice. If that was during the regular season, my blood would be boiling. But I'm actually just in a good, jovial mood. I just want this game to be over with. Because, you know, spring training does not matter. So we're going to the Central. This is pretty easy, but also it's relatively easy, but it's not. It's a two-team race, in my opinion.
I'll say White Sox.
Mm. Luke, what did you say?
Ooh, this is actually I'll go White Sox.
Hmm. You know, every once in a while, man has to stray from the pack.
Oh.
Today is not that day. I'm picking the White Sox, too.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the Indians, I'm going to say, the Indians are going to be in there. I'm going to tell you. I know they traded Lindor. But you still have Carlos Santana, Jose Ramirez, Roberto Perez playing catcher. They've got Shane Bieber. Like, they'll be in there some way.
And I think that too.
And I think they will be in the wild card mix as well, Plesac as well, like you said. They don't have the outfield that you would prefer. It's not what you want, and they don't like. They obviously are cheap. So, like, I can't pick them to win the division. I can't even pick them to win second place. I think they're going to finish solidly in third. And I think the top two teams will be Chicago and Minnesota. I think Minnesota might sneak into a wild card as well.
I was going to say, I could see any of those three teams getting close to winning division. Like, it's not – none of them are, like, a million miles better than
yes.
the other. White Sox are the most ahead, I'd say. But the thing is, they're such a young team that there's room for stuff to go wrong. It could happen.
I'm calling the Clint home run right now, by the way.
Oh, you're feeling Clint homer, huh?
Yes. I do this every time, but whatever. I'm going to call it right now, calling my shot. But back to the East now. We're going to the East. I'm picking the Yankees. We can't not pick the Yankees. We're all going to pick the Yankees.
Yeah, there's no chance I pick anyone else.
I just never pick Yankees. Against the Yankees. I just can't do it. I can't.
I don't think you can reasonably pick another team.
Yeah.
Motherfucker almost hit Clint. Now he's really going deep. He's heading one off the scoreboard. He's heading one off the scoreboard.
I have an idea.
Yep.
All right. What if I give you guys some Yankees over under numbers? And
yes, Eddie. Yes. Answer. All right. Yes. Wait.
I'm thinking of these on the spot, so.
I do have one thing. You guys are picking Tampa to finish in second?
Yeah.
Toronto on third?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, now we can move on.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start with DJ LeMahieu. Ready? Batting average over or under 320?
Oh, this is... I'm gonna take the under, but I'm a little cautious. That's all, not because I don't think he can't do it.
Oh, slide over.
I would say slide under.
Yeah,
like maybe that 310, 315 range.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
322 is my guess.
Wouldn't be shocked at all.
I'm smart.
Okay, and I'm ready for this. Okay. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, over or under, I'll say 75 home runs.
Over.
Give me a moment to deliberate.
That was a quick over from me. I'm going to be honest. I think that's going to happen this year.
Let me deliberate. So, Aaron Judge is healthy, right? Like, let's say he's not injured today. Let's say, like, that had the whole press conference fiasco. We move past that. If he's healthy, over. Massive over, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think they crack 80, at least.
I would have to say the same thing. I mean, look at what Stanton did in 2018 when I would say he was not even as good of a player as he is now, honestly, at the plate. Mm-hmm. Although he hasn't had a chance to show it, but I think he's improved since then at the plate. So this a full year of Stanton, I think you're looking at a 40-plus home run guy for sure. I really believe that.
Just the way he's looked. He looks like he hasn't lost anything.
Yeah, he's locked in.
I feel like this could be a health breakthrough, you know? I feel like there's been real progress. In
that's what I'm saying.
Don't
you know?
Say that.
But that's why I'm say it. That's, no. I wanted to believe it, you know?
That's why I'm mad at Yankees Twitter right now. Because, they all just keep whining. And I'm tired of it. Just let the season play out. And if everyone gets hurt again, bitch and moan all you want. But until then, just shut up. Be optimistic for once in your lives.
I think we're good. That's my optimism. Yep. What's the next one, Eddie?
All right. Garrett Cole, over or under 3 ERA?
Under.
Let me deliberate here. Under.
Yeah,
I'll say like 2.7, 2.8 range.
I'm
going to be my guess.
I'm going to be honest. He's going to have like pretty much identical ERA to 2020.
I would argue that he will have an even better ERA because of the fact that he's going to have more time to get his ERA down from last year, because we always have the 1 month he struggles to start the season, and he only had 1 month to bounce back from that this year, or last year rather. This year he has a full 162, so I think that once you get past that initial struggle, the ERA will just continue to climb down as the season progresses. So I think he does even better.
I like the way you think.
Okay. Jameson Taillon and Corey Kluber, over or under 48 starts?
Oh, my God.
That's, like, the toughest number you could have gave. Like, that's 24.
I was thinking about it, yeah.
You really had to go there.
I know. It took a lot of thought to think of an appropriate number for that.
You know what? I'm going to say... Oh, I can't even answer this. This feels I'm going to say slightly under for one reason. I'm going to say that it's going to be a mix of at least one minor injury. And you got to keep in mind, I think they are going to limit their innings a bit and their starts, at least a tad. So between both factors, I would say that they'll get a little bit under that. But I don't think they're going to have like anything less than maybe 40.
I'm going to say slight over.
Wow. I like the optimism.
Here's what I think.
I hope you're right.
I think you're going to get 26 starts from Kluber and 24 from Taillon to make 50.
Okay. That'd be pretty nice.
All right. See? I'm smart sometimes.
I like that. All right. Ready for this one? Gary Sanchez. Over or under 220 batting average?
Ooh.
Slide up. Wait, over. I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm going to. See, I want to take under because my gut says, Luke, don't fall into the trap again.
I know, me too.
Don't do it, but I'm going to take a very slight over. And when I say slight over, I mean maybe he gets to like 225, 230, maybe. But that's only if, like, things are going well, I guess, which is sad to say.
Yeah.
Baseball.
I'm going to go slight under, maybe, like, in the 210.
I don't blame you. I don't at all.
I just – not exactly, to be honest. Okay, I had another one that now I just forgot. I'll just go to this one that I just thought of. All right, Jordan Montgomery.
Okay.
Over or under 3.6 ERA?
I'm going to go bold and say under.
Slide over.
I was gonna say like maybe 37.
Yeah, that's my guess.
I'm going with the bold pick here, man. I think Monty is due for a really big year. I love what I've seen from him. The stuff looks crisp, and I think that in a full season where he gets time to really make adjustments on the fly more, and also even further removed from his Tommy John, I think we're going to see a whole new pitcher that we've been waiting to see for a while. I wouldn't even be shocked if he ends up being a postseason starter. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't be shocked if he's our number four somehow. So I'm confident in Monty.
Monty's going to have a good year.
Next. How about this, guys? I just thought of this one. June 1st for Luke Voit to turn. Over or under?
I'm going to say my gut. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say a little bit under.
June 1st for who?
Luke Voit's return.
Oh, under.
I want to say under, but I have a feeling like maybe like second week of June, you know. I don't know. It's just I want to be a little overcautious with the injuries because even now maybe guys are going to stay healthier, but I don't know how the timelines are with the Yankees still. But, yeah, we'll see. So I'll go a little bit over. Okay, I got one. All right, Clint Frazier, or under 25 home runs. Tom, I don't even think we need to hear what you're gonna say, but
over.
You know, this might be upsetting for Tom, but I'm gonna say under.
Fucker.
And I like Clint. I just have a feeling that in this era of the slightly less juiced baseball. And the launch angles that Clint usually works with, I don't see a perfect match for a lot of homers. I think he's going to have a good year. And he could totally hit 25 or more. I'm honestly more like right at 25, if not a hair under. Yeah. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine out of your left fielder batting eighth or ninth. I mean, that's amazing. But I'm just going to say that's my pick.
Oh, good news, guys. Aaron Judge is just sick.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he's just under the weather, according to Judge. Not COVID.
Okay.
Bang.
Okay. So.
Right, that is good news.
But right. Dude, that gave me a heart attack throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire day. We're good. Like, let's think about this, though. He came out of the game, his last game, perfectly healthy, looking perfectly normal, gave normal answers. So it was like, there's no way this guy can be hurt. Did he do something like practicing? And it's just like, oh, turns out the dude's sick. All right, cool. As long as he plays Thursday, I don't give a shit. Well, you know, get well soon, of course. Obviously. Yeah. Don't want him to be sick forever here. Just, all right, we're good. What's the next one, Eddie?
All right. All right, I'll end it with this.
Oh.
Yankees, over or under 97 wins?
Over.
Yeah, I'll take the over, but I could see it being under just because, again, if the division's a little stronger, honestly, this year than last year. The Blue Jays have taken a step forward, and the Rays, while taking a step back, can easily become and close to the same team as last year in terms of their win total. And one more thing, too. Although they're obviously not going to compete, but the Red Sox, their lineup could honestly be pretty good this year. Like, they can bang. They got some good prospects coming.
Yeah. I'm going to still take the over. I think we're going to have I think we're going to have a good, great year. I understand that these other teams are talented. They are. I just think we're more talented. That's it. That's it. I think on paper, we're like the second most talented team in baseball, besides the Dodgers. I think you can make a strong argument there. Maybe third, if you want to go with the Padres, I wouldn't argue that. But still, you know, that's baseball season. We're good. We're good at baseball. But I have another game for you guys. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys are going to find this to be fun. Okay. We're going to play playoff roulette here, motherfuckers. Okay? So, You guys picked the division winners, the wild card winners.
Okay.
Now, time to play a little playoff roulette. Give me the American League Championship Series matchup. Who do you think out of the teams that you picked, who are the two teams that are going to make the ALCS and the NLCS?
Give me a minute to think. That's an excellent question, though. If you have your answer, though, you can go first.
Oh, so I'm going to pick.
I have an idea.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
I'm just going to say Yankees, White Sox, because that's just my guess. I mean, I'm assuming that the Yankees are going to have the best record in the AL. I would have to hope, you know. And then I think the AL West is probably going to have the weakest division winner. So I think they would probably have a matchup with
Who went deep?
From another game.
That's fuck. Yeah. I just looked up and I saw the homer going. I was like, holy shit, who was that?
Was Judge's last home run, yes. But I'm going to pick the Yankees versus the Astros. Spicy,
I would
huh?
like revenge.
Oh, Jay Bruce, my God.
I would miss that revenge.
Should have been double play.
Fucking motherfucker. Void had to get hurt.
It's spring training. I don't care.
I'm mad. All right, but moving on. Yes. What's your predictions, guys? You said?
I didn't go yet.
Yankees, White Sox, so Lucas.
All right, I guess I'm going to go... Yankees, White Sox.
Wow. I'm the only one that picked Yankees, Astros. I'm kind of proud of that. I want my revenge.
I would love it. I would be thrilled to have... No, actually, you know what? No, I'll stick with that pick, but I can see quite a few matchups happening on it. AL is pretty random to me. Outside of whoever the Yankees play, I can see them playing quite a few teams there.
Yeah, so in the National League, in the wild card teams that we've picked, because we all picked the same NL East winner, is the Mets versus the Padres. So that's a very interesting wild card game. Who are you guys picking? I'm going to pick the Mets to win that.
Yeah, me too. I'm going picking against DeGrom in a one-game
offense.
Tend to agree. I would have to take another deep dive into the Padres roster because I'm forgetting what their bullpen looks like a bit off the top of my head, honestly.
But that's pretty good.
I thought it was. It's probably pretty decent. It'll be interesting because the Padres, if they have a big year offensively and they reach the goals I think they can reach, then I'm going to pick the Padres. But
well, I had the Braves in the wild card game. I had the Mets winning that, the NL East.
Oh, well, true.
Yeah, and in that case,
you're picking the Padres.
I think I would take the Padres over the Braves.
Oh, Padres over Braves. Oh, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think Mets over Padres in one game, but I'll take Padres over Braves.
Okay, so then Eddie, then your ALDS would be Padres versus Dodgers.
Would it?
They would have the best record. Yep. Thanks, Chad. Wow.
Get it out.
Dodgers would have the best record. It would be Dodgers Padres, right?
Yes, and then it would be Cardinals Braves. Cardinals Mets actually.
Cardinals Mets, yeah. Right. I would say Mets Dodgers NLCS.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That would be pretty sick. I think that happened. Didn't that happen a couple years ago? 2015.
Wasn't it the NLCS? I believe it was. It was Mets Cubs, if I remember.
Oh, correctly. Right, that was the NLDS that they made work of the Dodgers pretty easily that year.
Yeah. So they played each other. Yeah. That was a fun series. I remember that. But yes. And then, so for me and Luke, we picked the Braves to win the AL East. So
I didn't. I made a mistake on that.
Oh.
Sorry, Tom.
No.
I'm with Eddie on that. I believe the Mets are winning the division, so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I picked the Mets to win. Wait, who did I pick? I picked the Mets to win the wild card. Yes, I picked the Mets over the Padres. So the Dodgers would be playing the The Mets? Yeah, the Dodgers will be playing the Mets. So either way, we're getting the Dodgers-Mets.
I don't think it's going to be Dodgers-Mets.
I disagree. So it'd be Dodgers-Mets and Cardinals versus the Braves. The Braves would beat the Cardinals, and the Dodgers would beat the Mets, and then the Dodgers and the Braves would play for the ALCS.
Yes.
And then we would get a rematch of last year, and I'm gonna get spicy here, and I'm gonna pick the Braves to beat the Dodgers and pull off the upset, and I'm gonna pick the Yankees to beat the Astros. I'm gonna pick the Yankees to beat the Braves. So Yankees over Braves in the World Series.
I'm gonna say that the Padres are actually gonna face the Dodgers in the championship series. I think we'll see Dodgers Padres. I think it's gonna be a really sick series. Tatis going off and just a lot of fire and intensity between those two teams. But I think the Dodgers pull through and we get the desperately wanted Yankees versus Dodgers World Series. And because of
Dodgers Padres championship series? I mean, we could, but I think that would mean the Dodgers would have to face the NL Central winner first round, and the East winner would have to have the best record. I think so. Am I right, Tom?
I could be wrong. Wait.
Say that again?
I think for Dodgers Padres, that would mean the AL East, the NL East team would have to have the best record to face the wild card team first round.
Yes, the Dodgers would have the best record. The Padres would win the wild card game, and they would be the lowest seed, so they would have
the best record, they'd be the first round matchup for the Dodgers, the wild card team.
Okay, you're right. So that's not going to happen then, probably.
Yeah,
I would
Mets or Braves.
I would have to go Mets Dodgers then. I'll change that. Yes, Mets Dodgers then. I'm with you guys on that.
Hell yeah, baseball, Susan. All right, but, so
I would love it. I would love the Yankee Mets World Series.
Please.
I only have one more game for you guys to play.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
So at the end of the year, who's going to be the most improved Yankee? That's my first question.
Let me think. It's a good question, actually.
I'm gonna pick Monty.
I did think about him. I'm still thinking though. Monty is definitely a strong pick.
Thank you.
I am going to.
Go with Glaber.
Yeah, I consider Glaber, but the thing is, I've already seen him be a stud offensive player, so I'm not going to pick him.
Can you go with Gary?
No, I don't believe in Gary.
No chance.
You know what? How about we make a trade? I'll take Gary, you take Monty.
Why? In what sick world do you think that's a good idea?
I'm a sick man.
You are a sick.
I'm gonna take Gary. You take Monty. Gary's gonna hit 42 home runs.
If he hits 42 home runs.
42 home runs in honor of Mariano and Jackie Robinson.
If he hits 42 home runs, I'll give you $42.
Deal.
If he hits 42 home runs, I might go to a Yankee game and streak on the field.
42 home runs. He had 34. He had 34 in 109 games. Right.
That was a different.
That was a totally different Gary. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, no.
That changes in 2 years.
Oh, that's it. You guys are going down. He's gonna hit 42 bombs.
And even so, catchers, they play less games to be.
That too. He's right. He's right.
I'm right. You know I'm right.
Can't disagree with that point.
Nope.
He probably played 120, 30 games.
Best case is 120 to me. Best case 120.
Maybe 130 if healthy.
If he's like perfectly healthy, and that's very unlikely.
Right.
Bullshit.
He's right. How is it bullshit? You can't disagree with that point.
You can't.
42 home runs.
Gary Sanchez has an injury every season. Even if it's small, he's going to have an injury.
Well, I'm giving him my shins and my knees. Okay? So now, you know what? I'm transferring my Little League powers over to Gary. That's how this works.
Well, that might change things. I might change my prediction now.
Congratulations, Gary. You just hit 42 home runs. Me, I would hit probably like 62, but, you know, got to save some for myself.
Well,
so,
we're up at the point right now, so.
Yes, who's going to be the team MVP?
Team MVP, I'm going to
I'm gonna say Giancarlo. I have a gut feeling.
Oh, I like that pick.
He's gonna go off.
Guys, you know what? I'm going Gerrit Cole, anchoring that rotation.
Oh yeah.
Anchoring himself to a Cy Young. Let's go. I think he's avenging that 2019 Cy Young that he should have gotten.
You know, as much as I wanted to pick Clint, you left Aaron Judge right there.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pick Aaron second Judge. Choice. So I'm picking Judge because he plays the field, right? He plays every day, sort of.
Of course.
He allegedly plays every day. And then, you know, yeah. What are the 42? No. Oh, is that he going just fair? Is that fuck?
It's foul.
I hate baseball. Baseball. You know what? They should.
Are those
foul pole regulation?
Yeah, I'm ahead. Tom's behind.
Is that foul pole regulation?
Yeah, Tom, you were very behind.
I am.
I think that's
your stream's way behind us.
Just fine. I mean, I'm watching on YES right now.
Yeah, me too.
You know, they should really check that foul pole.
You don't think it was the foul pole?
It was the foul pole.
Any other questions for us, Tom?
Yes, I do. I do have. Who's going to be? Dun dun dun. The league. Well, actually, give me.
Shocker.
Who's going to be the team Cy Young and then the league MVP and then we're done?
Did you really have to ask for the league Cy Young, you said? Or?
Well, you can say league Cy Young if you want.
Wait.
Gerrit Cole.
Oh, but Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
The league MVP.
That Gary strikeout made me sad.
Because Trout just, when he's healthy, like the numbers he puts up are just. Like, you have to really go insane to be able to beat Trout for MVP, you know?
The thing is, though, Trout loses every other year, and he's probably
due for it. Is that true?
Like, I mean, because he's won three MVPs. Wait, two or three, right?
It feels like he should have
three,
more,
if I remember correctly.
I think he has three.
He's pretty good at baseball.
I mean, he's been playing since 2012.
I have a prediction as well.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, league MVP.
Wow. Like,
we're going to clean up at the awards. Yes, he's won three MVPs.
Okay, yeah. I figured.
Barry Bonds has seven, so he's got some catching up to do.
Yeah, but for American League MVP, I guess I'd have to pick. I'm going to have to go Trout because he's Mike Trout. It's a boring pick, but it's an honest pick.
I have a fire MVP pick for the National League, by the way.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick Jacob deGrom to clean up both Cy Young and MVP.
Damn. Wow.
That
would be nuts.
Yep, that's gonna be cool. It's gonna be like the first pitcher to do it since like Verlander. Oh no, Kershaw! Kershaw did it.
Yes, Kershaw did.
Pretty good pitcher that guy was. Eddie.
Yeah. NL MVP.
Yes.
I need to think for a second.
I think I know my pick.
I have like a guess. I want to say Betts, but I just that's too like. I'm trying to think of someone right now.
I know who I'm on my pick.
You know what? I'll go bold. Mm-hmm. I'm going Lindor.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just gonna let's go bold.
That's a fun pick.
We're kind of high on the Mets here.
I'm gonna definitely go with Juan Soto for MVP.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow.
I knew there was someone I'm forgetting. Yeah, Soto definitely being the pick of the race.
Come on, Juan Soto is a freaking monster, and honestly, he's a crazy good hitter for his age, and I think he's only going to keep getting better, which is scary to say. I think this is going to be his first full year in his prime, I would say, and I think he's going to put up some numbers that are going to make us shit ourselves. So even if he's only an average to even below average defender, I don't even think anyone's going to give a shit because he's going to be that good. He's going to be that good.
He's basically like Ted Williams.
He is. It's nuts. So I think he's going to win MVP. But Cy Young, that's the tougher pick, I would say, for sure.
I love how we all picked the Yankees to win the World Series, by the way.
Oh, of course. But I'm going to have to go with... shit, this is tough, dude. NL Cy Young's about you. Very tough. There's a lot of pitchers in contention for that off the top of my head.
You know, I'm going to help you out. I've already picked DeGrom.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, DeGrom, basically, last year he was great, too. I think he had, like, one or two bad starts, which in, like, a season where you have, like, 10 starts, it's really going to screw your ERA over and other numbers. So he was in the thick of it last year, too. But
I think I got one. I got one.
Go for it.
I'm going to say that the Dodgers are going to have the Cy Young Award winner. And it's going to be Walker Buehler.
Oh, yeah, thank God you didn't say Trevor Bauer, else
I wanted to fake you out with that one.
Good Lord.
I sense Buehler coming.
Yes, I love how Damon Oppenheimer passed on Walker Buehler in the draft. I believe it was for either Blake Rutherford or James Kaprielian. No, I believe it was for, it's one of those two. Thanks, Damon. You're doing a fantastic job. Tyler Wade's hitting 170, Damon. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of Tyler Wade, he just tried playing tag. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
He was out of the base path, but
fucking guy can't play baseball.
He's playing tag.
Nope. He did a bad job at it. He lost instantly.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah. is there anything else right now? Everyone seems to be healthy, with the exceptions for, you know, Voit and Britton. And even Justin Wilson's looking good. Chad Green just got bombed, poor guy. Oh, Earl Chapman got booed off the mound the other day. That was funny.
What the hell was that?
And then
spring training game.
He was filthy yesterday, but he had a really great inning yesterday, so that's not a concern. Everything's looking good. Oh, one last thing. There is one last thing. Boone set the rotation. We can talk about that. It's Cole Kluber, Herman Montgomery, Cole Tyone for the first six games. What are your thoughts about Tyone skipping that first start?
Keep the load light on those guys at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's the plan. I mean, this first month, they're going to try to give these guys as much extra rest as possible, with the exception of Cole. And I think when it's all said and done, they are going to empty the tank with Kluber, honestly. I think they're really going to try to get everything they can out of him, because he's on a one-year deal. And he's coming, of course, he's coming back from injury, and they're going to slowly build him and be careful with him. But I think once he's built up enough, they're just going to let him fly, because they want to get as many innings out of him as they possibly can. And you know what? Go for it, because I think he's going to be a good pitcher. I don't care what everyone else says, because, oh, the velo's so low. He's like 90 to 92. I'm like, yeah.
That's and like basically career, what it was.
He's never been above like 94. At most, maybe 95 tops in his career. So I don't know why you care. As long
he's
as
not someone that it doesn't really matter for someone like him.
The stuff just, still looks good. Like the stuff is still there. It's just
the breaking ball still breaking. The changeup still changing. The
cutter looks great.
The two seamer still two seaming. We're good, buddy. We're good. Two wins away from 100. Two wins away from 100. So congratulations are in order for Corey in about mid-May. So, and then what are your thoughts on Herman being ahead of Monty? Very interesting.
I don't think the order means too much.
Right,
honestly,
I was going to say this.
You know, I think that Monty's definitely better and deserves to be ahead if we want to get, like, more technical with it, but I don't really care. In the end, Herman has been very good this spring, so it's like, whatever. It's not like we're putting Chacin out there or a Chris Capuano or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all of our rotation, they're all going to be good pitchers for us. I don't think it matters too much. We're fine. Yankees are good at baseball. Our rotation, good. Bullpen, good. Team.
Yep.
Good. Offense hits the ball. Tyler Wade, not good.
We'll probably find out if he makes the team today or tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
He's still standing there. Okay, he's standing right there, so I think he made the team.
Well, I told you he's probably making the team. I'm just curious to see if they have any moves coming just because.
Don't get me mad.
I don't know. I get the vibe that something small could happen, but we'll see.
So. $200+ million on a payroll. Not one decent middle infielder.
I will say, I do find it interesting that Boone did kind of avoid saying Wade was on the team after released.
That basically speaks volumes that they're looking for just about any other option.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they will consider other options that come their way. It's just, you got to find the right one. And I think, if I had to guess right now, gun to my head, by the end of the year, Tyler Wade will not be on the Yankees bench. If I'm being forced to guess. I have a feeling that some way, somehow, they either get someone in a trade that's cheap and cost controlled, or maybe they sign a veteran who has yet to sign because Tyler Wade is batting under 100 in May or June. You know, some of that fun stuff.
Yes, just don't get me mad. Nice pitch by Lewisic, by the way. Looking good. Looking good. I'm liking this team. So, do we have anything else?
I do not.
I have one closing statement.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Let's go, Yankees, and let's win it all. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Let's go, Yanks.
You can feel the excitement in Eddie's voice.
Oh, yeah.
I am excited. I'm very excited.
Opening day, we're all going to be screaming. So until then, this has been a great episode as usual. And everybody get pumped because it is almost opening day.
Also, go, Yanks. April 1st, baby.
Please subscribe and leave like a rating. That would be great. Subscribe to our YouTube page at the Yankee Center. Do that. Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody, and I will see you all next time on the Yankee Center podcast. See you, everybody.
Peace.
See ya.